This is something that I want you guys to think about here on this third podcast. If I gave you $86,400 every day for the rest of your life, how would you use it? But here are the rules. Every day, that $86,400 goes away. And you have the choice to spend it. And that's all you can do. If you don't spend it, that money goes away. You get another $86,400 the next day. Now think to yourself and say, what would I do with $86,400 every day? Would I spend it? And my answer would be yes. You know, I'd spend that $86,400 because that's what I'm given every day. And if I get another the next day, I'm going to spend it. I'm not just going to let it sit there and rot away. Now, when you think about this, you need to realize that most of you guys and most other people would spend that $86,400 every day. Now, let's put that in another perspective. Every day we get 24 hours in time to live each day of our whole lives. That is equivalent to 86,400 seconds every day. And my question to you guys is, we would spend all that money, that $86,400, because it resets. And just like that money, time resets. Every day we get a new 86,400 seconds to live. So my question to you is, why do we waste our time? Why do we waste time when we wouldn't waste money? Because time is more valuable. Time gives you the option to make money. Time is money. Literally, in this expression as well. Don't waste time. There is more time in a day than you think there is. You know, Michael Jordan had a trainer. You know, Michael would be up at 5 a.m. every morning shooting 1,000 shots and training. And, you know, he said he didn't need a trainer, but they brought him in a trainer to make him better. And Michael said, what are you going to do? I'm already up at 5 a.m. every morning shooting shots. And, you know, his trainer, who wrote a book, which you guys can get, he said to Michael, you know, Michael, there's always 4 a.m. So the trainer brought Michael and told Michael and trained Michael at earlier times. And he realized that he had an extra hour in the day to give, to train, to be better, to become successful. And the point of all this is, do not waste your time. You know, every moment you do something you enjoy, yeah, you might think that time is on an unlimited loop, but it's not. You have a certain time frame in your life, and at any time it could end. It could end short, it could be long. We don't know. Life's unexpected and lives end too short. And we see that. Loved ones, people we love, friends, family, people we don't even know that well, but it still hurts because we see people that we knew pass away too young. Time is precious, so do not waste it, is what I'm saying. If you want to be successful, you have to be willing to put in the time. Time does not wait for you. No matter what happens in your life, time will keep ticking. Time does not stop for you. And it never will. Unless you're in Click. But, you know, that's not going to happen. But time will not stop for you. A guy went into a cave. A scientist, he went into a cave and he was wondering how time was, how to send to, you know, how we could feel time, see what time it is in a cave. You know, he had no time, way to tell time, but he went into a cave and he spent a long time down there. And when he came up out of the cave, some guy asked him, how long did you think you were in that cave for? And the guy said, I was in that cave, I thought, for probably 25 days. You know, close to almost a month. That scientist ended up being in that cave for over 80 days. 80. He had no sense of time. And when we don't cherish our time here, it flies by without us noticing. We tend to look back on events and say, wow, time flew by. Wow, college flew by. Yeah, it did. Because time doesn't wait. And the longer you live, time just keeps ticking in the forward direction. Time does not rewind. We get an hour and give an hour. That's about it. But time does not rewind to the past circumstances in your life and events so you can switch it. We do not get time machines. And we cannot jump into the future. So live in the present. Cherish and use your time wisely. Because all those seconds matter every day. And I'm going to bring the other podcast into this. Tell people you love them. Make things right with them. Don't wait, because you never know. The time is now. So do it now. I really hope you guys enjoy the podcast. I really do this for you, and I really want to keep doing them and get other people involved in my own podcasts. And, you know, we're working on making something happen where we can start building a more business type profile of podcasting and getting a positive word out there to the people of the world. I hope you guys can share this with people if it impacts you or has gives you any inspiration to do something positive in your day or improve yourself in a certain way or another, because, you know, these things have helped me, you know, becoming self-aware of time. Time is limited. It's shown by how we live, how time flies, how events fly by, and once an event's over, it's done. So do things in the moment, because once it's over, that's it. So, you know, I gotta keep driving here, but I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. Please share with other people. Get it out there, because I want to make a difference in a lot of people's lives, and I'd appreciate you guys helping me do that. I hope it resonated with you, and I'm out.